So I've been chatting with one of my clients this morning, and he's having a particular problem. His problem is that although he works with Headscape, he does have an internal design team. And the problem is that his internal design team feel a bit put out by the fact that there's an external agency involved. And it's a problem that we come across time and time again. And I can completely understand it. I mean, if you work as part of an organisation and they get in an external agency to work on the website, what does that say to you personally? It kind of implies that you're not valued, that your skills aren't up to scratch and all the rest of it. But actually, there can be lots of legitimate reasons for including an outside agency. Getting an outside perspective is a big part of it. Also, when you work internally with an organisation, you can't afford to be a specialist in the same way as somebody working for an agency can. So occasionally you need that kind of agency viewpoint and specialisms. And of course, the third thing is just the size and amount of work that needs to be done. But it can often relegate the internal web team to essentially doing maintenance and boring stuff. And none of us want to end up in that kind of situation. So how do you deal with that? If you're the website owner, if you have an internal web team, how should you deal with taking on an external agency while still keeping your internal team happy? Well, what I would say to you is that it's really important to establish a good working relationship between the internal team and the external agency. When we go into organisations, the first thing that we try and do is sit down with the internal team, preferably without the website owner around. And then what we can do is build that relationship. And we often say things like, what are the kind of things you've been trying to push through for the last 3 years that everybody's ignored, but they'll listen to us because they're paying us a lot of money? We build a relationship, we get a kind of a camaraderie together. And then you want to what you want to do is include your internal web team in all the decision-making process, that they get to see the work the external agency are working on. And essentially what you're doing is you're breaking down the barriers between external and internal and getting them working as one consistent team together. So if you are talking about taking on an external agency, please spend a bit of time thinking about your internal team and how that's going to impact them and how they're going to perceive things. Because you want to keep your internal team on board, otherwise they're going to become this divisive force that's going to undermine your project and ultimately is going to lead to a not as good a solution, because the internal team has a lot to offer, a lot of knowledge and experience that the external agency won't have.